Go ahead.
I didn't think about this.
And apologies to all involved. I have to read in the type three procedure.
Oh.
Provide an additional, thank you, to provide an opportunity to submit additional evidence and an opportunity to respond to that new evidence. Three, failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the commission and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue precludes appeal to the Land Use Board of Appeals based on that issue. Four, failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues related to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to give the commission an opportunity to respond to the issues precludes an action for damages in circuit court under Oregon Revised Statute 197.796. The commission's decision on this case is final unless appealed to the city council within 14 days of the decision. If the decision is not appealed, it must be recorded with the Multnomah County Recorder. Specific instructions will be provided with a notice of the commission's action. This hearing is recorded, and all speakers need to sit at the front table and give their name and mailing address before speaking. The following procedures will be used for each case. One, staff will show slides of the site and surrounding area and present a report, which will include the applicant's proposal, identify the applicable approval criteria, and include information on letters received on the request, findings, and a recommendation on the request. I will remind you, we have seen this project before, and you can probably just cover the major highlights of what we're seeing today. Two, applicant will present the report. You have a 20-minute presentation time, and again, the same applies to you. We've seen it before, and let's cover what we've changed. Three, public testimony will be received in favor of the proposal. 3-minute time limit for anyone here to testify. Four, public testimony will be received in opposition to the proposal. Again, a 3-minute time limit is proposed. The applicant will then be given an opportunity to rebut the testimony of all the opponents that are in the room right now. Six, public testimony will be closed. Seven, if any party requests an opportunity to submit additional evidence, the record will be held open 7 days to allow time to submit additional evidence. The record will be held open an additional 7 days to allow parties to submit evidence responding to the new evidence. Eight, after the record is closed to all other parties, the applicant will have an additional 7 days to submit final written arguments without additional evidence. Nine, after the record is closed to all parties, commission members will discuss and vote on the request. In the case of a tie vote on any motion, that motion will fail. 10, if the commission's decision amends or overturns the Bureau of Development Services staff report, the adoption of new or revised findings will be required. At the time of its decision, the commission will announce when the revised findings will be considered. No additional testimony will be taken, but interested parties may attend. Our first case is LU13-147922 DZMAD Janie 2. I should say a first case in the Type 3 zone of our hearing tonight. It's our third case. Our applicant is Marcus Lima, GBD Architects, address 315-317 Northwest 11th Avenue. Mark Walhood is our planner, and I'm ready to stop talking. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'm going to boil this down from 22 to 4 slides and go as quick as I can.
Okay.
Understand the applicant is going to go through their changes.
Give them their due.
And I understand Ben, our new commissioner, has reviewed the tapes and is familiar with the site, so I'm even going to skip over my site pictures, but we're in the Pearl.
Where's the Pearl again?
roughly between.
Briefly, Commissioner, suggestions from the last hearing, just this bulleted list. Suggestions that the street level awnings be extended further north on 11th Avenue, that clear glazing and not display window be used at the garage, that the vertical dimension of the canopy fascia on the street level canopy be reduced vertically from 3 to 2 panels. Suggestions that the garage lighting should be considered, the interior garage lighting for pedestrian impacts, and give us those details. Concern about better integrating the garage area facade into the larger project and pedestrian scape. Different suggestions were made, doing darker color, green wall, revising the interior layout with bike windows. A couple outstanding issues. I have them in green because they were still sort of outstanding. I think the applicant is going to be talking about them today. The circular bike rack design, there were some comments about a staple rack design being better than the circular form, and then some comments that the buildings are too similar. Needs to go further with differentiation of the architectural character from Janie 1 to Janie 2. And again, I'm going to hop through the before and after pictures. I think the applicant's going to go through all that. Come on. The revised staff report you have in front of you with the cover memo outlining the changes made does recommend full approval. While we are recommending full approval, we're noting four possible areas of discussion refinement. And those, per your cheat sheet you have, are related to two guidelines. And again, these are possible areas of discussion because staff is recommending approval. But with regards to C2, you may want to discuss the new use of metal panel on the ground floor surrounding the garage, which has been changed from the buff brick to the dark brown metal panel. The durability of that material. They did use dark brick on the sidecar on Janie 1 in a similar situation instead of metal panel. The non-standard right-of-way bike rack design, because the circular rack does have to be approved through design review as a non-standard improvement, should that be changed. Two little discussion points for C12. The soffit lighting at the garage window. They're showing a new 1-foot inset at the garage bay on 11th, and they have shown some soffit, or indicated that soffit lights will be provided, but they're not there. Staff was just concerned about including those at all. Maybe they may result in some glare and pet impacts. I think the idea there was to have light trespass from the garage and in-out views from the garage to the street. And then just getting a little more detail on the interior garage lighting details with the fixture and reflected ceiling plan. You have your same options as usual. We have an approval before you, so you can approve it with no further changes or request changes to be made or deny. That's it. I am done.
Questions of our planner? Okay. Go ahead.
Jump right in. I'm Kevin Johnson with GBD Architects. I'm a principal there, and with me is Marcus Lima, who's the project designer. And as was mentioned by Mark, we will do the same tonight. We've been here before, so we'll keep it condensed, and we'll just give a brief overview and then go right to the items that were discussed at the last meeting and to the staff review items.
I'm going to turn the projector.
We can.
Yeah, I can do that. Actually, I'll just shut it off.
Thank you. I have something upstairs.
Thank you.
Can I ask you a quick question before you get started?
Yeah.
Why does it say placeholder image in the corner of every one of my?
That was because our renderer hadn't been able to deliver the drawings to us at the time.
So
but I have we have
these are not the most current.
Correct.
Oh, good to know.
Okay, so we're going to start a presentation here, and again, thank you for being here. And I know it's late, so we're going to kind of try to go through this stuff very fast. These are updated drawings. I apologize. The projector is a little lopsided, but just kind of wanted to go over the project a little bit, but very quickly. I know you guys are all familiar with the site. Then we want to address the comments we heard last time from the commission, then talk about the design revisions that we have, and potentially request the approval for tonight for the project. We have included here, in case you wanted a reminder, the modifications and adjustments that we're requesting, but again, nothing has changed from last time, so they remain the same. So quickly, the project overview again, the Pearl District, 62-unit housing project, 8 stories, a 7th-floor residential above the retail and parking podium. The building, again, is on 11th and Everett, northwest, next door to the Janie, which shows up on this picture here on the left. You can see the Casey, the Janie, and then our site on the picture on the right. Here's the site, again, is a building from 1909, I believe, and it's a building that has no historic relevance, and we're planning on taking it down. The comments we heard last time from the commission were, again, sort of repeating what Mark mentioned, the south facade and the connection point that we made between the new project and the Janie. And the north facade, which was also mentioned to be a little bit out of kind of out of the language that we were proposing in terms of the design. And then the 11th Avenue pedestrian experience, which goes into the garage and the windows and the lighting. So we're going to start by addressing the first one, the south facade. Essentially, here's the original one, before and after. So this is the before, and what we had was this connection here. Again, this line here, the vertical line is at the Janey, the existing building, and we were our idea is to actually take that line, that cue, and then turn it around and follow it down our building. And one of the comments was that the line, if that's the case, then we should actually reinforce that connection by making it the same sort of length, two panels, which is 12 inches each, 24 inches. So that's what we've done. Here's a new our proposed layout now as it stands, and the connection is made. It's a little more clear. We feel that two panel actually does. And again, I apologize. The colors are going to be exactly the same. This is just a little faded because it's the existing building. So that connection is there. We did make another change from where from the proposal that we put sent that you guys have in front of you due to some code changes, some requirements. And this area here now is more up to date in this image than it is in the package you have. And the reason is because of just life safety code requirements. Essentially, that exit where we were showing it was not easily visible from the stairs as you exit the building, which is not allowed by code. So we're proposing to move it. And essentially, it's a little bit of a misnomer by saying housing entry, because the reality is, again, if you remember back, we are connecting the two buildings together. So this is simply a code requirement for egress. And again, you can see that now it's, oh, I apologize, I'm trying to go too fast. The again, this is a clear exiting requirement from our egress stairs. So this proposal is new. You haven't seen it. Mark, you haven't seen it. But and again, sort of fulfilling code, basic code requirements.
Like, do you use that door, Marcus?
Yes. It's for egress, yeah.
Egress only.
No, it's the
lobby. You can come into it, yeah, but it's not. The idea is that the main entrance remains the sort of lobby.
But it's open, or you need a key?
Yeah, you need a key, definitely, yeah. Now we're going to jump to the north facade, which the comments we heard were good comments in terms of the connection between the overall language of the design. So here's the previous condition. We had brick. We had this small undercut of metal panel. And we're proposing now to actually kind of, again, follow the language we've applied around the building, which is the sort of abstraction of this brick wall from the Janey, and then having the metal panel have more presence, especially at the top. So now we continue the undercut all the way to the end at the bottom, and we've included this metal panel top, which, as you can see in this image, has a more coherent existence with the rest of the building. The next item that we'd like to talk about is the 11th Avenue pedestrian experience, which includes all the items that Mark mentioned with the garage. Here's the original scheme. We had the bike stalls there. We had a metal panel recess in the back here, and then our glazed garage door. And we had that window looking into the motorcycle, two motorcycle stalls. So we're proposing a change here. Essentially, what we're doing is we're moving where we've added a window, so there's a new window here looking into this bike parking area. We've taken the bikes and moved stuff around so that now all of our bikes are actually pushed up against these windows. So here's our upright bike stalls. And this is what they look like. They're attached at the floor, so they're sort of free-floating, and then you can come up and park your bike here. To create this sort of interesting experience between the pedestrian inside and the outside. As a reminder, again, here's the previous one. So you're no longer looking at motorcycles, and now there's a new window. Again, on the exterior, those are the two openings we were proposing before, and now we've included this window, and we've extended the canopy to this egress recess at the building facade. We've also included two of the bike racks, and we, although we understand that the commission isn't too excited about this, the bike hoops, we wanted to propose this as a continuation, again, of the Janey. We have this on the other facade, and we thought that it would be nice to kind of tie everything together. If this is a real issue, we can certainly reconsider this. But we're certainly having the bikes here. We think that it's a good addition to the project, and again, provides a better pedestrian experience. Before and after, as far as an elevation, here's the before with the area that was, again, looking into the one window, looking into the parking garage, and the sort of monolithic brick facade. And what we're proposing now is a much more articulated metal panel facade. We've increased the size of the louvers. We've added the window. We've recessed the whole opening. You can see the shadow line. So that whole facade is recessed by 12 inches from the sort of ring around it. We've created this almost planter-like, in place of the green wall, which we don't have enough room here for. This is a very different condition than the Janey. We've introduced these trees up on top. And again, this metal panel, the materials remain the same. And for a comparison, here's the old before and after shots of the area. As Mark mentioned, we're proposing some lighting. We're, again, trying to create these spaces in within these windows that sort of feel like that's all they are. They're these bike parking areas. And so what we're doing as far as lighting, we're introducing these light fixtures that exist. They're wall-mounted, and they're up and down, so they're not really a direct lighting. They wash down the wall, and they sort of throw up some lighting onto the soffit. So kind of delineates this area a little bit as a bike parking area, which we think adds more interest to the facade. We've also devised a lighting plan that creates these zones for lighting so that essentially these are all on motion detectors, motion sensors, occupancy sensors. So when you walk out here, potentially somebody walks out here and goes into the trash room, only this zone would be lit up. And then obviously as you walk down this way, then the other zones start lighting up. So hopefully at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're walking down the street, the potential for light sort of flooding the sidewalk is non-existent. Some of these lights behind the stackers have to be on for safety all the time, so we've created these two sort of always on zones in this area. Here's an image of this light fixture that we're proposing. Again, this is very early in the design. The idea behind this is that it's not direct. So when you're walking down, you're not going to see light. You're going to see this wall and the ceiling area washed in light. So again, here's our facade as we're proposing. The extension, you can see the extension of the canopy definitely adds a nice little shadow line here. Just quick little vignettes of walking through the area. You can see the recess. Somebody mentioned, I think it was Commissioner Wark mentioned, creating a sort of a recessed area where we can put all these little things that kind of protrude from the facade of the building.
They'll need a home somewhere.
Yeah, and here's, again, just kind of quick vignettes, just walking through this area. And then we have some better renderings here. Again, here's that south facade with a more coherent connection to the existing building. Here's that facade with the more articulated northeastern portion of the garage. Here it is again. And then at night, you'd see this, hopefully the soft glow from within the garage. And again, we, in closing, would like to request approval of the overall design, and including the adjustments and modifications, which again have not changed. We can certainly go through them if you'd like, but as of now, our presentation is finished.
All right. Questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. Questions?
Why metal panel on the
around the
ground
garage.
Floor instead of brick?
Huh? And around the garage too, which is
yeah. What?
Well. In terms of the design, it just looked like, let me go back here to, so let's see.
Yeah, right there.
So what happens is that we wanted to make this connection here stronger. I think we had two options here. One option was to leave this. If you remember, let me go back to the previous one, too, the before and after. I think we had two options. One of them was to sort of allow that to be something on its own or allow it to bring it back more to the overall language of the building. And so to me here, I think when we kind of reevaluated this thing, we felt like this was leaving it too much away from the rest of the building. There was a clear separation here. And so this was almost this folding plane that comes this way. And we felt like it connected the structure more to this sidecar element of the building.
Again, too, I think there's a reference to Janie 1 on the other side, which does a similar thing with the metal coming down. And actually right at the base, too, and there's some discussion about the durability of it. So this also would have concrete bases to it to take that, as this happened on Janie 1, or as we put in place in Janie 1. So the metal is held up really well there.
And I think the Janie 1 is very different. Again, we come into the parking on Janie 1 here. And this thing here is just a window that looks into that bay. So it felt like it made more sense there to separate the two. Whereas here, we felt like we wanted to make this piece belong to the rest of the building more.
And so the two buildings, the story of parking is that you go in on Janie 1 and come out here?
Correct.
Okay. Is that concrete under the storefront system on 11th?
And yeah.
The same treatment you're carrying for?
Okay, so let's look through.
Right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's concrete. Yes. Concrete, same
yes.
Concrete.
Colored right? Concrete.
Yeah.
Dyed gray.
Yeah, we have a.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'd prefer to see brick. I even think.
Yeah,
it's the dark brown brick in the same application as your previous July 18th scheme. In lieu of the white brick, for me, and I understand purism and design and wanting to minimalize palettes and be, you know, what we pulled from above wants to go across the bottom. I get that. We talk about Janie 1 performing, but it's been there for 2 years, not 40 years.
And why'd the window dimension change where you had the motorcycles, you had this sweet little...
This guy?
Yeah, you had this sweet little pad here. Now it's paneled up. I mean, that was the beauty of that, is it was saying
showroom.
This thing is on display. Now it's just a bike behind a box, you know?
Yeah.
That was so sweet.
Well, before you were looking at a motorcycle on display, and now you're looking at the bike's undercarriage.
I don't care. Well,
that's
bikes are interesting. They're sculptural, you know, hanging on racks like that. And
yeah.
It's dynamic because they're always changing. There's not reserved spaces for bikes, right?
It's like a museum piece. And the trees are always there.
I mean,
right?
Don't get me
the
wrong.
The trees were there.
The moves you've made.
So all you did was just articulate the top. I mean, I don't mean all you did. I mean, you didn't bring in trees. You just articulated that ledge a little bit.
Right. We were trying to break up this, again, this facade. What we understood with the comments were is that this was, again, sort of not connected to the rest, and it felt like it needed more articulation is how we understood your comments.
I think one of the things that we were working on was it calls attention to itself a lot as a garage, and we weren't sure that we thought that was a good idea. And then also, you know, there was... desire to see whatever they could do to open it up. And I think they've done that to an extent, right? I mean, I agree with you, Ted. We don't need to have the panel come up the window there.
Well, now we have a huge, what is that, a vent? What is that glass on top?
Well, they had a louver there before.
No, it's a vent.
Yeah.
Is this a louver?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's a louver, yeah.
Louver.
Okay.
But now you've got more glass in the pedestrian zone.
And more louver.
And, well, it's, I don't know, is it the same amount of louver or is it more louver?
It's more, again, to try to, we wanted this window to be as big as possible, and we wanted to tie it so that felt like a big window here.
The shapes, yes.
Yeah.
I agree with Tad, pulling the sills down to the floor, and I'm not that excited about metal panel. I'd rather see brick, but
it seems like a more durable material around a garage. Although, you know,
like good with everything else.
Where you're going to have more conflict with metal panel is people driving in, probably, than people coming out.
Right?
And that's on the side that has the metal panel on it already. So
no, but it's it's just going to get dinged and dented and kicked and
yeah,
scratch. It's not going to stand up at all.
Okay.
They're right there.
All right. Well, wow. Okay. I'm hearing some strong opinions about that. So
that's it for me. I'm
all right. Just, that's okay. Everything else
everything
okay?
Everything else is like good to go. Green light.
All right.
Well, just a second. Let's.
For me.
What is
for
okay?
Me.
Okay. So what's the clarity here of message?
Well, I think everyone wants to get out of here tonight, so I think there might be a way that we can condition approval here. And I'm okay with your comments on the window treatment. I'm okay on saying, gosh, it probably should be brick because that's a more durable material where there's a garage opening. So, Mark, do you have you want to jump in there?
A couple things. One, we can't leave without a copy of your PowerPoint.
Yes.
Because you have exhibits in there that
we
would
have
to be. Okay, you got it. The light fix. I'm sorry, just a couple things. The light fixtures you showed, like a sconce up and down
mm-hmm.
fixture,
mm-hmm.
but then the plan shows them also on the ceiling. Is it the same thing, and it just spreads?
No.
Or
so
is it a different fixture on the ceiling?
Yeah. Ceiling fixtures are regular fixtures. They're very sort of utilitarian fixtures.
I just want to make sure we have the fixture detail.
Yeah, the fixture detail that you have is for the portion that will be highly visible from the sidewalk.
So we still have the other
fixtures. So we do or do not have the ceiling fixtures.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Full on, and then we'll see.
We may have that here. We have been doing the photometrics.
Anybody else follows
me? That's a different fixture than the wall, obviously, to light the space, and we're looking at the photometrics. It doesn't throw towards the door. It throws down.
I just wanted to raise that if commissioners don't have big concerns about it.
Nope.
Okay. I like the zonal thing.
Okay.
Great.
Never
and
mind.
I'm going to kill the bike parking thing now. I will say Staples are better from a purely from being able to lock up your wheel and your frame.
They are.
But
really
you're
are.
Okay with the circles.
I'm not okay with them, but I'm not going to hold the project up if they really want to use the circles.
I mean, I do like the argument that the Janie has them already. That's kind
I understand,
of nice
but
tie.
The Janie also has a metal surround on its garage. So.
Yeah.
And then with regards to the... I think the lowering sills could be a pretty discreet. Lower sills to the...
I want to talk about the whole entry. I want to have a discussion about that whole garage. Okay. Can you get the elevation up on the before and after? Since it was a real sticky point with me last time. So I'd like to talk through what my concerns are, and then that could be a condition. Okay.
If everyone is amenable.
Or if you say, Tad, you're nuts again. Okay, we won't go there. Okay. Number one is... This set up a beautiful Tiffany window kind of thing. It's like the object is on display. It's not occurring in either one of those. This was a much better visual balance to this enclosure. The scale of these two things is lost here on me. And what do those vents really look like? Those are the kinds of things that it just seems like there was a real grace to the geometry here that is not present here.
Mm-hmm.
And one way to solve it is to, you know, make a window that more mimics that kind of balance where the two things are more in relationship. They are, but it's not.
I mean, even Tad, even if Marcus, the left window, if the right window assembly was as narrow, It seems like it's off by two foot.
If the one to the right was
like
as narrow as that one.
Okay.
Matched its width.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've also got the mullions going this way.
Yeah, I mean, if you just made it...
I see this thing as a real piece. You know, I don't see it tied to the building. I see it as this incredibly discreet surprise when you're walking down the street. There are some industrial buildings at the other end of the street, so as you encounter that diversity of fabric in the Pearl District, this is like a little fucking jewel box here.
Everybody's swearing these days.
I know, this is a really commissioned.
Sorry.
Rated G.
Okay. I'm trying to get my point across. You understand? I'm passionate about this.
You can.
This could be a total jewel box, and it's not. Now, I don't know. I think it's an opportunity that's missed. Whether or not I'll still approve it, I'm going to approve the building. But I'm talking to you about what I think makes a better building.
Okay, so Dad, if one were to go back to July 18th and call it good, is it good enough? Or does it need to be something other than July 18th?
18th is better than this, okay, in terms of its geometry, okay, and for me. But, I mean, the August 15th seems kind of, it hasn't found its sweet spot yet. There's a lot going on when the simplicity on the other one was so beautiful. I mean, I wanted more, but...
But not that much.
So that's my feeling. If other commissioners don't feel that way, then it's a different set of conditions. I wanted to get my stuff on the table.
I think July 18th was more sophisticated architectural lines and right, volumes and shapes and scale.
Right.
The new one looks a little heavy-handed. I do like the switch up to the bikes versus the motorcycle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And if we can condition that somehow, I mean, we're not being very specific, I know, but it's almost like you take the July 18th version, pull that louver on the right bottom up to make a window, change the brick from white to brown, and you're done.
Oh, you say to brown?
I understand the tie with the metal panel.
No, but I mean, are you saying you want brown brick or white brick?
Brown brick.
Oh, I'd go white brick.
Move both of these up. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But are you saying brown brick too, Ted?
Or stick with the white?
I'd go with another brick, but yeah, brown.
You'd go with
white. Wait. Okay, before we go down that road, I forget, do we have any other color brick on this project, or is it just the white brick?
Just this color, this palette.
Just the white.
Three colors.
Oh, well, you have the mustard color. Is that a paint color coming into the doorway?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mustard.
No, I'm just saying, does a dark brick appear anywhere else on this project, or its cousin?
Its cousin, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
But not this one.
Because, I think it's, I wasn't here, but I listened to the tapes. I think it's pretty sophisticated as a white brick.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree that I think some of the proportions were kind of lost as it transitioned into the brown panel. But I think a couple subtle moves, like you guys were talking about, bring the sills down, match the window widths, and push up the louver on a white brick facade, and I think you'd get it.
Yep.
And
yeah,
I think that's...
I think there's an alignment there.
So...
And not to get lost, what you did here is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Very good.
But maintain the... I'm going to speak up, but maintain the new 1 foot inset and do brick on both the interior, vertical and horizontal, as well as the wrapping U and
I think, you know,
I'd actually pull if it were me, I'd pull that the center column back out to the facade so it more matches the right, the July 18th, and then just move the proportions of the window openings.
Revert to the flush condition, make the new north of the garage the same width as the 718 version, and increase the height.
Yeah, I mean, I think the mullion heads of the two windows into the bike should match. I mean, it seems to me, anyway, the head heights, because they're saying the same thing.
Their louver, I mean, is this enough louver for you?
No.
Yeah. But it'll be wider because you're going to a wide window.
Yeah, you're saying match the one on the left there.
Right, right. Raise this bar, so to speak.
To match the one on the left, because they're doing the same
thing. And then make it the width that matches.
That's enough louver.
Okay.
I
don't know.
It's close.
I mean,
it's close. I mean, if you look at the one before, it's about the right, the same.
Okay. Yeah, it seems the same.
Mm-hmm. That should get by the mechanical engineer, right?
But I think the white brick looks great. I think it is a nice jewel box sitting on the corner, and it's nice to, with all the detailing and the celebration of the bike. I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that either. That's what makes it look more sophisticated. It's a little cleaner.
What's the little slot that kind of came in the new version on the upper left there?
Again, just trying to separate this area. This is literally a planner, and we don't, certainly we can do this another way, but we want to separate it from the skin of the building.
I think it gets a little unnecessarily complicated, and the balance of the building is pretty sophisticated, so I would lean back towards July 18th.
Okay. I think we're all...
With the moves on the windows.
The garage door moved south a little bit. So that would involve maybe moving it back to the old datum and...
So a little background onto as to why that happened is we recently made a discovery that this wall here that exists between this property, our property, and the property to the north is actually a party wall that because of structural necessities for the other building, we cannot remove it. So we've just essentially lost 12 inches of our property.
Yeah, the building to the north decided not to build their own wall there.
Right. Yes, that's happened before. I've heard of that.
Okay.
So some of these things came about by necessity. Yeah, so we got some things that we found very recently.
But I understand your concerns on the proportions, and I think that that can still be worked on that.
Yeah. Why build four walls when you really only need three?
Right. Exactly. It's a 20-year savings.
All right. So if we were to try to get these guys out of here tonight, that would have to be a pretty craftily written condition that I'm hoping Mark has a handle on.
I'm sorry, what? I'm trying to write down, like, the bullet points of the
Right. I mean, I would like to get these guys out of here. I think everyone else would, too. I don't really want to hold the project up for this, but it does feel like there's some... we got a little bit away from where we needed to be on this garage. So let's try to encapsulate what we've just been talking about. Let me get some clarification first.
Does the brick not work with the narrow vertical column between the left window and the garage door opening?
Yeah, does the garage door have to go where it is now?
Yes.
Yes, in the metal.
And so can we substitute the current metal panel on today's version with the white brick and make the move on the windowsills down and narrow up the window on the right and the louver on the right to match the left?
Yeah, I think we can engage that, absolutely. You know, we'll just bring it down like when that
I think there's our
right
condition.
There,
So, again, the idea, this line here follows all the way down the building. So this point is fixed. That point is fixed. Mm-hmm. So, we're talking about a 14-inch wide column of brick that would come up. However, it resolves itself here. And you know, part of the reason for the kind of malleability of the metal panel is to address these things. These things are getting tight. Not to say that they can't be brick.
Now that you pointed out.
Well, and then you would have, so if we're talking about having brick basically come into that narrow slot where the metal is, and then you've got it coming down up above and then stopping, and so you're going to have this little weird
spot. I know.
Yeah.
The planter
like
wall
either.
Parapet rose a little bit. I see it's aligned with the bottom of the window originally, and now it's a little bit higher.
The window came down.
Window. Oh, the window came down.
Get some more glass in there.
Okay. Because,
this is like this. One of those. What changed?
I think we're dealing with a pretty discreet area. I can see one condition of approval that says modifications to the north portion of the east facade involving lowering sills to the height of the 718 version, reducing the width of the northernmost window and louver bay to match the 718 version, increase the height of the northernmost window to match the next window to the south, pull the inset garage door wall out to be flush with the rest of the facade, and apply white brick as a frame to the garage bay.
Just to clarify here, Mark, are you saying this bay matches now this bay?
We were saying...
These two, right? That,
We were saying skinny this down a little bit.
Right, to match this.
To that, match that, correct.
Well, I thought we were saying to match this.
Oh, what is
the brown coming down and then the brick would be underneath.
Was that what we were saying?
That's what I thought, too.
Make this window to match the horizontal dimension of the original design. So you get more brick relief, more brick mass around that northernmost window.
But it's moved over from the
Because of the want to draw it? You should draw on a piece of paper what we...
I want to be clear. You have a mechanical ventilation need, though.
Right.
So and that moves back onto another problem. We need more louvers somewhere.
I think they need more louvers, so I think that has to get wider over there.
Well, And again, I hate to do this in terms of, like, you know, try to ask questions like this, designed by commission, no pun intended. But is there a scenario in which this width here kind of then gets applied to this, right. So at least you have a little more, it's a little more coherent. It's not much of a change, but then we get to kind of at least maintain some of the free area that we need for the mechanical systems that are required to vent through that louver.
So at the width of the old window to the south, if that moves to the north, and you raise the window header to the vehicle, the other one, that's not louver?
Yes.
Okay.
We hope so, desperately. We desperately hope so.
Okay, when you it say old window to the south,
You mean this window here?
Yes. Moves, we replicate it on the north end. And then the louver continues up from there. Okay.
Not reduce. So everything I said a couple minutes ago, except it's not reduced width of the window to the north, it's matched.
That's right.
Is that correct?
Sure.
Right. Except that these two we're saying these two are the same, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. And their head height's the same. And
there's a balance there. Perfect. Let me see. We have a drawing. Look at that. Is this McElrea's paper?
We're not supposed to draw it.
Nice paper.
Oh, we are?
Yes, that's it.
I didn't see it.
It's an artistic rendering. It's not an architectural drawing. I'm not an architect.
So just this size is emulated over here. This size here is emulated here, and that we align these things here, and that hopefully is said. That gets us our ventilation requirement. So it reduces the size of that to match this.
Are you asking if us for then to reduce the articulation that we have? Somebody mentioned, and Jeff, I think you, about pulling that back out to the...
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, someone.
I mentioned pulling the center column back out to the facade face.
But potentially still having these two bays, that bay and that bay recessed.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
And the only thing is that this bay is the bay where we were hoping to do all these, you know, the light that flashes at you.
Oh, yeah.
Which has to happen somewhere next to that garage door.
Right.
We don't live in a perfect world.
No, and there's those two things, and I think they would be fine with that.
Okay. So are we saying flush or not flush?
I think flush is more in keeping with July 18th, but I can
It is.
And I think that'll be jewel box aspect of it a little more. But
there's going to be some doodads on the jewel box.
Yeah.
Okay with that?
Sometimes I've seen them on the inside of the you know, they turn them on the inside of the garage, so it's not sticking out into the street. I think as long as you see the light and hear the so I don't know if you could put it on the side. It'd be better.
Do our best item.
Okay. I am so glad I don't have to make motions as a chair, because I'm not really sure what exactly our condition is, but I guess, is there further discussion of this project, or are we ready to...
If you give me 3 minutes, I can try to write it out in shorthand, and then someone could just read it.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you. That would really help.
3 minutes?
Maybe four. So,
while you're talking about that or working on that, I was going to suggest to the three of you, and I will send an email out to the remainder commission, that David Work and I are supposed to be meeting with Amanda Fritz next week, and I would like to sort of engage in an email exchange about framing our comments to her, the issues that we're bringing to her, and so we can get that started tomorrow. I don't think we have the gas to do it tonight, at least I don't. Any water that needs to be carried off. Any water that needs to be carried by the tanks.
You probably know my concerns, right?
No, I don't, actually. Oh. So I'd love to hear more. I'd like to hear more about what your issues are. I mean, I know about the parking thing and that whole decision citywide, but I don't know the
handwriting. Well, I think what's happening now in the city is that Luba is being used as a catch-all. And a lot of projects are ending up at Luba. Just because I think when empowered, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with empowering neighbors and neighborhoods, but when empowered, and I think the voice of Amanda Fritz is empowering these neighborhoods to do things like appeal to Luba, even though it's misunderstood what Luba appeals are all about. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, those Luba appeals cost a lot of money and cause a lot of time delays. when in fact they're totally based on, it has to be a mistake in legal proceedings. It's not, LUBA does not redo what City Council or the Design Commission does. They won't say, oh, you're losing light on your tomato patch. They don't care.
No, I know.
It's all a legal process and undertaking. But regardless, as you guys know, a lot of projects are going to LUBA.
Yeah.
That, I don't think can be, it shouldn't be the way the process is working. And I think when Amanda Fritsch is voting, particularly now as the head of the Bureau,
yeah,
neighborhoods are hearing that as a support,
right,
for their dissent,
okay,
and then empowered to go forward.
Okay.
And I think they're going forward wrongly.
Okay. So, help me by putting that into some form of writing by email.
Turn.
Yep.
So. And then the whole parking issue. The whole thing the City Council voted on, that's, I think.
I can cover that in spades. But just reiterate what you just said, which I appreciate. If you can help me with that would be great, just because it's 8:20 and it's a week from now, so. Or more, week and a half from now.
And also around, I think I brought this up with her, is just the process that the city goes through. And the hearings officer, she's now the bureau chief.
Mm-hmm.
She's their boss. So I think there's got to be some understanding of what the process is that gets us through these things. Zone change are $65,000 and take 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
So is she not going to respect that process? Can it always have the potential to be disarmed by three neighbors? And so that's, I think, a really important part. If I think it would almost be, it's a totally different subject if she wasn't the new boss of BDS, but she is. So it's a very direct connection between her direct reports and the process that everybody's working on in this whole building.
Mm-hmm.
So what I think is happening is she's kind of undermining the very processes that take place in here that have been worked on for 25 years. So that's what I think.
Okay. Well, let's. Maybe phone conversation might be good to hash that out. Yeah, okay.
Well, to send it all in a text.
Okay. Encrypted. Right, exactly, yeah. Yeah. How are we doing over there, City Planner Table?
What are you doing? Trying to keep it simple.
We're trying to keep it simple.
Yeah, no pressure.
I have like a 5-part 1, modifying the revised one, or we can try to strip it down and just say, go back to the 7.18 version.
And add these things.
And add these things.
That seems easier, doesn't it?
Okay.
Let's
so see. I'm going to wing it.
Go for it.
This would be suggested condition of approval language. Approval of the garage bay facade on the east elevation to match the July 18th scheme, with the exception of a matching width to the window north of the garage as found south of the garage. I'm writing this down because it wasn't written down. North, south. Increased vertical height of the matching headers.
On those two windows?
Header location for both windows. And the lower, well, the 7.18 one already has the lower sills. That's kind of the beauty of it.
Okay.
And I think that's it.
Do you have to address the liver condition?
I'm sorry?
We don't have to discuss the liver condition. We know the liver's going to change, and it's going to align with that other window, and we're okay with that. We're not talking about
it. Wouldn't
about
have
it.
That same thick vertical brick. It would just be like in the revised scheme.
Right. Okay.
I have it written down in two ways, so I'm confident that we've captured your concerns.
Okay.
And
can someone make a motion?
You're comfortable.
I make a motion to do what Mark just said.
No, you need to approve this. I need to approve a report here. Staff report with the condition stated as stated or something like that.
You're not going to be able to read my writing. You can just refer to the condition language I just mentioned.
Okay.
Revised staff report with the revised condition language articulated.
Okay. I make a motion to approve the revised staff report with the condition language just mentioned.
Okay.
second the motion.
Paige, please call roll.
Jeff Simpson.
Aye.
Ben Crozier.
Aye. Aye. Congratulations and good luck with your project.
Thank you.